This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. So the WNBA Finals kick off in Arizona tonight. The Mercury is going to try and break through the very tough defense of the Indiana Fever. On the line from Phoenix is ESPN.com reporter Michelle Volpo. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
And also with us in studio is Helen Wheelock. She's a fan from New York who wrote into The Takeaway asking us to cover the WNBA more.
Yeah.
Or at all.
Well,
you had a good point. You had a great point.
You put the scores out, which I appreciate, but I also feel like there are stories there that deserve your attention, and I really appreciate you saying, sure, let's do it.
So you're a courtside season ticket holder for the New York Liberty. You know this league inside and out. So explain to me, number one, let's get your prediction quickly on who's gonna take it.
I think offense defeats defense, I think. Or then maybe not. So I'm going to waffle and cover my bases.
She's going to say either the Mercury or the Fever.
I think it certainly favors Phoenix. It's a up and down,
that would be the Mercury, yeah.
Exhaust you offense. But Indy can be a real brick wall. So we'll see.
You're a long enduring New York fan. So explain to me, what do you love so much about women's pro basketball? Why does this league deserve more attention?
I just think, first of all, the passion of the game, the skill of the game, the way it engages fans, the kind of fans who attend it is just fun to be part of. And I think it reflects not only the future of athletics, but what's going on in society. So on a political way, great. But on basketball, it is great basketball.
So Michelle Volpo of ESPN.com, could actually be kind of an exciting year in the WNBA because the Detroit Shock and the Los Angeles Sparks have kind of had it locked up for a few years, but they both lost in the semis. Is there going to see a changing of the guard here?
Well, I think there's been, obviously, Phoenix won this title 2 years ago, so it won't be a new thing if Phoenix wins the championship, which, incidentally, I think is probably going to happen. But really, the breakthrough this year was Indiana making it through. Indiana lost 3 years in a row to Detroit in the Eastern Conference Finals. And so there's a new team, a new city, and obviously there's a very noteworthy thing happened in that Larry Bird, a NBA legend, bought 7,000 tickets to get people in Indianapolis to come out to watch the Fever win their clinching game in the Eastern Conference Finals. So really thousands of people who wouldn't have been at that game were at that game. And Indianapolis sports columnist has suggested maybe this was the day when the Fever began to really matter to all of Indianapolis, and I think that was a pretty amazing thing that happened.
So, Michelle, this is my theory, and the crowds at WNBA games are very different from NBA games. My theory is that after a number of years, the fans of WNBA are starting to turn a corner, that we're starting to get a little less condescension, that people are starting to recognize that the game is played a little differently, but they're honoring the WNBA games as well. Quickly, Michelle, tell me, am I completely crazy or is that true?
No, I think that's true, and that's true of any endeavor that women have entered. You know, throughout history, there's initially condescension and scorn and roadblocks, and women have always proven they can do it if given a chance. And you're seeing the same thing in women's sports across the board.
Michelle Volpo from ESPN.com. We also are joined by Helen Wheelock, a fan of the New York Liberty. Better luck next year with the Liberty.
Yeah, heartbreaker being a Liberty fan. But two votes for the Phoenix.
Definitely,
Mercury.
Definitely.